our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com. Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he's ready to send federal officers into cities around the country to help fight crime, telling Fox's Sean Hannity.
We could solve it. If they invited us in, we'd go in with 50,000, 75,000 people. We would be able to solve it like you wouldn't believe and quick. But they just don't want to ask, maybe for political reasons, but they don't want to ask. It's a disgrace.
13 big city mayors have signed a letter to Congress condemning the deployment of federal officers in American cities. The American consulate in Chengdu, China is ordered closed in response to the Trump administration closing the Chinese consulate in Houston. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox,
I'm very confident that we'll proceed in a way that makes clear that it's not okay to use your diplomats to engage in industrial espionage. It's not okay to steal intellectual property.
America's listening to Fox News.
Life Saturday night has a lot to unfold. I'm leaving now, let's go. Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend. Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it down. We will be dancing till we get kicked out of every.
It's the friggin' weekend, and how's it gonna be?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
A little bit more oppressive this morning than it was yesterday morning. We got a little break. We're at 75 right now with 89% humidity. Another hot day today with a high temperature in the middle 90s and the heat index 100 to 105. More random scattered afternoon and evening storms today. Really, I think the eastern counties have a better chance of staying dry than the western counties. So right at I-65 would be the dividing point for the more frequent showers. Rain chances a little better over the weekend, at least 50-50 coverage Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the low to mid-90s, and the better rain chances continue early next week. In the Gulf of Mexico, Tropical Storm Hannah is barely a tropical storm at 40-mile-an-hour winds, but expected to increase in intensity as it heads towards Texas and Gonzalo. Should become a hurricane before it reaches the islands in the Caribbean tomorrow. Right now this morning, east winds at 7 miles per hour. It's 75 degrees at 6:08.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Don't let July 24th fool you. It's not just any day.
Time for some tequila.
It's National Tequila Day.
Tequila.
It is National Tequila Day, and I'm pretty sure it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
National Tequila Day.
Tequila!
Tequila slammer.
There's the lime in the salt, right?
What's tequila?
Lousy tequila.
Gives me a headache.
Happy National Tequila Day.
Tequila all around.
It's showtime.
At 6 and 9, did you see...
Oh, yeah. I felt better about all of my pitches to the plate.
Yeah, let's see.
Fauci was just a lot outside.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say...
Just
a lot.
It was terrible.
His pitch was as accurate as his predictions.
Now, see, when we do that at the Biscuit Stadium, there's not as many people watching as were watching him last night.
Well, on TV, yeah. But actually, we had more people in the stands than we did that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. But What an embarrassment. Did you see his pitch?
Rewatched it when I got home last night.
Yeah.
Probably lit up the ball with all that disinfectant, and it was slippery. Make sure you don't get the coronavirus from that first pitch.
From the very guy that's making predictions.
Did you see Heidi this morning?
I did not, because I was rewatching the Dodgers game. I did not see Heidi this morning.
First of all, they changed the theme song.
Oh, it's not. I can hear you. Hands clap.
No.
No?
No, they got something else now.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So, yet another tradition out the window.
Jeez.
And those of you who were listening yesterday afternoon, I was just thrilled with some of the things they did set up for the game. And based on the reaction on Facebook, I was not the only one. Not the only one. I'm not.
You know what?
I was hoping for baseball to come back so I could get a social justice lecture with every game.
Was it the Dodgers that stood for the anthem, but they knelt before the anthem? In other words, they didn't do it. In other words, they at least respected the anthem itself.
Well, no, Mookie Betts.
Oh, Mookie, that's right.
Had to kneel. So on Twitter last night, I saw the picture of Betts kneeling down. And, of course, the Blue Check sports writer said, powerful picture. Yeah. And I said, I'm an a-hole who just signed a $400 million contract to play the game. Yeah, he's a victim, all right. Tell me all about it. I can't take it, man. They are out to ruin everything. And now that with the NBA, you're going to be reading, oh, God, uniform messages and all this other stuff. I'm sorry, man.
How about the innocent kids that have lost lives during all this? How about we have a jersey for each of their names?
There's no political value to those.
Of course not.
Nor has anybody really taken note of the fact that what happened to George Floyd has happened less frequently with each passing. It shouldn't happen at all, but at least there's been progress made. But we don't want to hear about that either, or any culpability he had in his own situation.
Because you know why? It's Friday.
So I'm going to go all morning long and just ignore the real world.
That sounds good.
Because the real world has become surreal. At 6:12, which reminds me, I should pick up my antidepressant at Adam's Drugs later today. Can't run out of that during times like these. So that's so simple. I use the Adam's Drugs on Vaughan Road east of Taylor. Have been for about 7 years. Gotten to know everybody that works there, from Lamar, the pharmacist, to the counter staff. And they're really terrific people. If you have found over the last several months waiting in line to go into, take long walks into stores to wait for your prescriptions, try Adam's Drugs, where you can pull up and they'll bring it out to your car if that's the way you'd like. Or just walk in and get it. They have all your over-the-counter needs in there. Gift shops that do some really wonderful seasonal stuff, heirloom type of gifts to celebrate occasions. But most of all, really fantastic people. I don't care which one you go to of the 12 that you'll find at adamsdrugs.net. You're going to get customer service that is second to none, period. So if you're tired of the long line, by the way, they have a state-of-the-art computer system there. It only takes a couple of minutes to transfer your refills, your prescription history, everything they need to immediately take care of you as a customer at Adams Drugs. Again, adamsdrugs.net for the one nourished you. At 6:13, the William Tell Wake Up is coming up. Here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. The total now stands at more than 72,000 cases statewide. Health officials say more than 1,300 people have died. As of yesterday, more than 1,500 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. A group of local teachers rallied at the Capitol to voice concerns about returning to class in the fall. The group Alabama Teachers Against COVID-19 is pushing for all school districts to go virtual this fall. And Montgomery Public Schools held a groundbreaking ceremony for Booker T. Washington Magnet School Thursday. The school burned down in 2018. Construction of the new campus should be finished in about 2 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 16 after 6.
Feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This rocket scientist is something, actually it's rocket scientist. Science, more than it is scientist, he said. I have sleep issues. Get home last night, doze off, wake up at 8:30, ready for work today. I'm like, are you serious? So I had a little help getting back to sleep, and I haven't quite shaken it off.
I understand.
Completely. How are those meatball subs?
Oh, they were delicious. Awesome.
Absolutely delicious.
What kind of bread was that?
Those were bakery hoagies.
Oh, they're delicious. Mm-hmm.
I sent you a picture if you want to put it on.
Oh.
Our food, daily food.
Yeah, we
photography
now,
from Rich Thomas.
A little food club that looks forward to seeing whatever it is.
I had people stop me in the store. If they missed it, they said, I got to know. They're not asking me the weather. They're asking me what we ate.
It makes me feel like I'm contributing something of value to the show. Thank you. Anyway, if you want to reduce your risk of heart disease, eat chocolate at least once a week.
All right. I am way ahead on that.
Yeah, me too. I make my own. That's something you haven't tried yet, have you?
No, I have not.
Maybe one morning next week we'll have a breakfast and then hot fudge sundaes for
that'll be awesome.
Dessert. You've tried them, right?
Yeah, at your house.
Richie liked it.
Richie liked it.
Richie
is
so adorable.
He is. That's what all the girls say. The author of the study said suggests that chocolate keeps the heart's blood vessels healthy. In the past, clinical studies have shown that chocolate is beneficial for both blood pressure and the lining of blood vessels. Also noting the study did not examine whether any particular type of chocolate is more beneficial and whether there is an ideal portion size. Well, I know what an ideal portion size is. That's like a large bowl full of those little gold peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
Or M&M's, plain or peanut.
Or a Hershey, you know?
Ooh, yeah. Hershey's Kisses.
Fun size.
You know, I have people ask me all the time, what's your favorite, like, candy bar or chocolate? I'm like, there's a lot of them.
Reese's.
Reese's are definitely up high on the list. They're top three.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did a survey of the vending machine yesterday. I was just browsing to see what was in there.
Our survey said...
The succulent goodness of Mrs. Freshley's has disappeared.
What?
Was that a cookie?
Did he just start here like last week?
It's a cupcake.
No, I don't frequent that machine.
But he frequently brings them up here.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I'm just teasing. Mrs. Freshley's cupcakes were they're no longer fresh. They're not bad. As prepackaged cupcakes go, yeah. You know, assuming they were made sometime within the last year, they make it to the vending machine. Well, you know, they use a lard-based cream filling to make sure it can't spoil.
Is that the hard lard?
No, the hard lard is what we're getting knocked off at Infusion. Yeah, the hard lard.
You know, Tom, our engineer, uses that machine a lot, that particular machine. The vending machine down there.
This
snack food machine.
That's why he looks so healthy. We see you every morning, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Love you.
Yeah, mean it.
It was Greg that said it, so anytime he needs something fixed.
He had like 1.92 inches of rain at the house yesterday.
Ooh, what did I... You know what? I haven't looked, because it kept raining into the night.
Mine is flashing. So,
you need to change the batteries. Okay. Airport had half an inch. I had 0.14.
But I did something yesterday. I was watching the radar around 5:45, and I saw this line build up near Union Springs, and I could tell everything was moving quickly from southwest to north, or southeast to northwest. And I said, I have a feeling this will be in our neck of the woods around 6, and it was. Monster clouds from a distance. It was really impressive to see.
Now you need a nap.
We got wet last night. I just don't know how much.
Okay. Well, I have no data. I'll have to check when I get home.
Uh-oh.
No, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. It's obviously not connected. It's either not connected.
Or you've lost the internet.
Or, yeah, something's happened here where it's not sending.
What did you get?
0.14.
I know our house got down a good bit.
It came down. Whoosh. Again.
Just really quick.
Whoosh.
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 Like a kite. We are at 6:25. The timeline for this date in history is coming up. We thank our friends at Applied Security. Time to batten down the hatches. Go to myspotcrime.com, type in your address, and ask them to send you a report every week. It's free on the crimes that occur within a certain radius of your home. Usually 3 miles is recommended, but you can go to 5 or 10, whatever. But if you want to know what's happening in your neck of the woods, do that, and you'll get back a report that will show you that, while it may not seem like anything's going on, there's plenty. So if you want great systems that are easy to operate and very effective, turn to Mark and Vicky, local team with 4 decades of experience at Applied Security. Have them come out to your home or business or property, whatever it is you want better secured. They'll take good care of it. Number is 279-8338, 279-8338. For Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276 at 626. Traffic, and then the timeline for the 24th of July.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're still pretty light this morning. We're seeing a little congestion on each side of I-85 on the Eastern Boulevard. Still a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85 coming through downtown Montgomery. No accidents anywhere this morning into us to pass along. Just buckle up, be safe out there, and we're going to keep watching. If anything happens, we'll let you know about it right here. Festival Plaza is open for business. Shop Plato's Closet, stop by ABC Beverage, World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor & Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here at Hometown Lenders, our motto is family helping families. It's the Hometown Lenders way.
We've been helping people all over the tri-state realize their dream of owning a new home. Interest rates are at their lowest, and the time to purchase or refinance is now.
We're closing loans in record time, usually 14 days or less, and our staff is ready and waiting to help get you into the home of your dreams.
Call us today at 334-794-2661 or visit our website at MortgageManTim.com.
Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River Region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
At 6:30. With the events of July 24th, in history, here's your host,
Rich Thomas.
206th day of the year, 160 days remain. It's 6:30 on National Tequila Day.
All right.
How can you drink all day if you don't start in the morning?
I'd say.
Tequila.
Can I have some more vodka?
No, it's National Tequila Day. We were in Tijuana, and it was a weather conference, and I was with three buddies, and we went outside the tourist areas, and we went into a bar, kind of a dive, that no English was spoken. And anyway, I couldn't let my buddies know that I couldn't drink this tequila that is warm, but they all were going to drink it. So we drank the tequila. It was awful. It's National Cousins Day. It's National Drive-Thru Day. Hamburgers sold for just 18 cents at some of the first drive-thru restaurants.
Wild animal alert.
That's right. On the state of 1911, American archaeologist Hiram Bingham gets his first look at Machu Picchu, an ancient Inca settlement in Peru. It's now one of the world's top tourist destinations. Yeah, I know.
Chase says he wants to go.
Chase, you want some instant coffee? This is the date it was invented, in 1938. Remember how
he needs
awful
caffeine. He's obviously not quite awake enough.
Remember how awful instant coffee was?
Ugh, wretched.
Jeez. 1965, Byrds number one on the charts with a Bob Dylan song, Mr. Tambourine Man. The first Bob Dylan song to reach number one. Of course, it was done by somebody else. Now our song of the day, Songs of Summer series. This one kind of defined the summer of 67. Summer of Love. Biggest song ever from Cream. Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce, the great Eric Clapton. One of their first psychedelic hits. Living in the sunshine of your love. It's Cream on your Friday morning timeline here.
It's getting your dawn. When nights close the tired eye, I'll soon be with you.
See that label? It's a white and yellow label. Was that ATCO?
Yes, ATCO.
Okay.
Good work.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, the flip side was Swabbler, or a song called. Anyway, this one's like funny. What things? Funny what things you remember. 51 years ago in 69, splashdown, Apollo 11, 11:51 a.m. Central Time, in the Pacific, 800 miles southwest of Hawaii, returning from the surface of the moon. 1978, Billy Martin fired for the first of three times as manager of the New York Yankees. Also on that day in 78, a movie called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released, starring Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees. It was an awful movie, I thought. You remember their remake of Sgt. Pepper?
No, I couldn't get through it.
No,
horrible.
It was awful, awful movie. Yeah, I know. 1979, Miami jury convicts Ted Bundy of first-degree murder in the slayings of the two Florida State sorority sisters. Did you ever watch that Netflix thing about the Ted Bundy tapes?
No, I did not see that.
He was a charmer. He was not an idiot. You know, he's a mass murderer, but...
His approach, you know, they had to go back and kind of piece together how he was able to lure so many women into a deadly trap.
Right.
Because he was charming. He wasn't your typical creep.
Yeah,
it wasn't. They trusted him because he looked like a regular guy.
Yeah. 40 years ago in 1980, the great Peter Sellers died of a heart attack at the age of 54.
Remember that.
In 82, Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. Boy, if I have to play that one more time on the radio.
Actually, you'll hear part of it later in one of our...
Okay. It was from Rocky. 1984, after four Super Bowl titles, Terry Bradshaw finally retired. He's a little affected.
He's got a good thing going, though. He's now doing the Publisher's Clearinghouse giveaway,
yeah.
And he rides around in the van and yells things out the window at people on the sidewalk.
He's he recorded some songs, some pretty awful songs, too.
Yeah.
He's different, Terry is. 27 years ago in 1993, three baseball fans injured outside of Dodger Stadium when New York Mets outfielder Vince Coleman throws a firecracker that was equivalent to a quarter stick of dynamite into the crowd. He got off with a small fine, 200 hours of community service.
What? A dumbass.
Yeah, really. Tell me about it. On the state in 1998, a real laugher movie, Saving Private Ryan. I'm sorry.
That reminds me of the scene in Airplane where...
Yeah, they're coming at him.
It's platoon while they're laughing their butts off. God, that's a disturbing movie, too.
It went on to win five Academy Awards. Best Director, Best Cinematography, Best Film Editing, Best Sound Editing, Best Sound Mixing. On this date in 2005, Lance Armstrong won his seventh title, Tour de France, before retiring from the sport. Of course, all of that was stripped from him, all the titles, because... He's a cheater.
I see London, I see France, I see Lance's steroid needle.
8 years ago in 2012, Sherman Hemsley died at the age of 74 from the Jefferson. Oh. Wheezy! 2019, Facebook agrees to pay $5 billion in a fine, largest ever, for violating consumer privacy, Federal Trade Commission. Birthdays, Bindi Irwin, she's 22. That's Steve, the crocodile hunter, Irwin's daughter.
She just got married not long ago.
Is that right?
Should we play the Norm MacDonald bit later?
That's right. I'm an alligator hunter. So he died? Well,
it's a ripe old age for a crocodile
that's
hunter.
That's right.
How'd he die? Stingray.
That's right.
What?
What?
Yeah, some fruity fish.
Jennifer Lopez is 51. Barry Bonds is 56 today. Cheater. Karl Malone is 57, former Utah Jazz legend. Linda Carter is 69, the original Wonder Woman.
I met her. She had the bluest eyes of any woman I've ever seen from this close.
Ted Stryker from Airplane, who has a drinking problem, is 73. Gallagher is 74, watermelon smashing superstar.
Did you ever go to one of his shows?
No, I have not, but did they really put
and
plastic,
wear the plastic wrap,
plastic
yeah.
In front
we
of
were
you.
In the second or third row, and you did get hit.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Ruth Buzzy from Laugh-In is 84 today. John Aniston is 87. He was on Days of Our Lives. He was Victor Kiriakis. That's Jennifer's dad, by the way. MLB season is underway. Braves-Mets season opener today at 3 in New York City against the Mets. 42 days till Labor Day weekend. I know. I'm excited about the Braves, too. Thanksgiving in 125 days and Christmas in 154 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's more
Rich Thomas weather. A service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Radar is relatively quiet this morning. I see a few light showers in Autauga County. Otherwise, another hot day with a high in the mid-90s, heat index 100 to 105. More random scattered afternoon and evening storms. The rain chances a little better over the weekend. At least 50-50 coverage in the storms on Saturday and Sunday, so a better odds that you're going to get you're going to encounter one of those random storms. Highs in the low to mid-90s over the weekend. Better rain chances continue early next week. Right now this morning, east winds at 7. Cloudy skies, 75 degrees, 6:39.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Little things that can lift your spirits. That's our TV topic, and we'll be joining CBS 8, ABC 32, and Alabama Rising in about a minute.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, keeping an eye on the roads for you this morning. Seeing more and more folks up early on this Friday. 231 out of Wetumpka, streaming traffic into Congressman Dickinson and the Northeast Boulevard. We're seeing a little congestion on both of those this morning. Also, East South Boulevard is awake. Congestion at Detroit Highway intersection in front of Baptist, Norman Bridge, Highway 331. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We're even seeing some early morning traffic inbound on the Atlanta Highway. Buckle up, be safe. We have no accidents into us to report to you right now, but we'll keep an eye on it. New Toyotas are arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online, ReinhardtToyota.com, for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's showtime.
Here we go.
Coming up on 641, what's something small that can really make your day? Researchers gave people a huge list of options and asked them to rank each one. And the poll found the top little things that can lift our spirits include nice weather, kittens and puppies, sitting down after you clean the house, and hearing a great song on the radio. Want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Happy Friday to you guys.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy National Tequila Day, if you want to lift your spirits chemically.
Yeah, right.
That'll lift your spirits for sure.
Yeah.
So we've got...
I call it Tequila, so...
Yeah, Tequila is right. So there's my little puppy there.
He lifts our spirits.
He lifts our spirits every morning.
Oh, by the way, the final date of voting at the pet contest.
Oh, that's right.
Montgomery Humane Society. He's in the number 5 position right now, and you have till 6 p.m. tonight to vote at Montgomery Humane Society.
And it's just like a Chicago election. You can vote more than once. You can vote from beyond the grave. Yeah, that's a beautiful little boy there, and... Things happen during a radio show that can, you know, rock your boat a little bit, but he cracks us up. I mean, this dog is nonstop entertainment.
Yep, that's right.
He has fun.
Here's the thing. Jay, back to you.
How old is Chase, by the way?
They said by looking at his teeth, you know, he's a rescue, but he may be one when I got him in April. So,
okay.
Yeah, he's still a pup.
Okay.
Still
definitely.
Pup.
Yep. Definitely.
Jay can attest to that.
Still a pup.
Yeah, we know about his teeth, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we sure do.
I'm going to put you down, baby. What else brightens you down?
Jay, you guys have an incident with his teeth?
Oh, he likes to.
Yeah.
Kind of just playing around, biting us, you know, playing around.
Just nibble a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing that I was glad to see back to bright my day was baseball.
Yep. That helped.
Did you see Dr. Fauci's first pitch?
That'll lift your spirits if you need a good laugh.
Just a lot outside.
He doesn't want anybody to catch anything, does he?
That's all the time we have, folks. Thank you very much.
Come
see you Monday.
We got to wrap it. We got to wrap it.
Greg, you missed a great opportunity for the soundboard.
Oh,
yeah.
Laughter
for us.
Oh, man.
Or what can you put?
He's got a rim shot in there, right? You got a little bit of...
Yeah.
Oh, we have...
Sure. There you go.
There we go.
We have the pitch.
There we go.
And then we have Bob Uecker.
Just a bit outside, whatever you need.
There you go.
Yeah. All at a moment's notice. My dog, Briscoe, who is... He's just a dog. He likes to lay around. He likes to eat. He's very sweet and very loving. And sometimes when I look at him, I envy him because he just has no idea what the world's problems are.
No concerns.
He is so innocent and so sweet. So I always get a lift from him in particular. And, you know, he's always happy to see Daddy.
Yeah.
How about sunrise in the morning? Those are nice.
Oh, I love a good sunrise, especially on the beach. If you're on the beach, a good morning walk on the beach always does it.
I like watching the storms come through late.
That is pretty cool,
That was a very impressive display by nature.
A nice nap. Like in the middle of the day, which is rare. I mean, but sometimes a nap can be
I don't care what time of day it is, a nap just in general is always going to lift my spirit.
I took a short 40-minute nap yesterday because I had a show in Columbus last night and then drove back late last night. So
Fun. You've been Columbus, Ohio?
No. I wish. I drive fast.
I wish you would drive responsibly because we need you on this show.
I did drive responsibly.
Good. I'm sure she does drive responsibly. By fast, she means she drives as fast as the speed limit will allow, right?
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Didn't Jalea tell us recently about a...
A what?
It's behind us now.
Okay.
Glad to know that we've moved on from that little...
Incident?
Issue, yeah.
Yeah.
Her defense was, my car doesn't go that fast.
That's what I said. Officer, I've never seen my car go that fast. I tried, but it doesn't work without some kind of noise saying slow down.
Oh, my feet can only go so fast.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, check out the meatball mozzarella sub you missed this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I put it on last hour.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's... Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
check you. It out.
Yeah, every morning.
Now, was that to lift our spirits or to get me started?
It lifts our spirits.
Sometimes you have to... You need a little
provocation.
I'm sure it does. To get
I was
going to
say that lucky for you, though, we just got the wrap, so I won't get started today.
But Jay had the best line of the day.
For sure. See ya.
Thanks, guys.
Yes. The one-liner. Have a good one. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too.
If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
All righty. That was lively and
doesn't
fun.
Doesn't want
and...
us to catch anything.
That was good, too. I just sat here and tried to look handsome. How'd that work out?
Worked well. You lift our spirits every morning by just looking so handsome and dashing over there.
I want another one of those looking at that. Whoa.
It was good. It was
I don't know how you came up with that. We've never done that before.
I am trying to show that I'm a little bit better than just fried bologna and omelets and your fundamental things. I'm going to surprise you next week with one, too.
Okay.
And you can do that when you shop at Food Outlet at cost plus 10%. Something you might want to consider doing this weekend, round up the memories. The memories that you put in a box. You didn't want to throw away the VHS cassettes. The cans that have the old 8mm or 60mm film. Because you knew one day you would like to put those together into a more permanent format. Or maybe even have them edited. And, you know, you kind of boil it down to something you can watch as a family into a 15, 20, 30-minute thing. Dan Black Studios can do that for you, and through the end of July, there are preservation costs, meaning taking stuff off decaying formats like film, VHS, and so forth. Photographs, too. They've cut that by 50%. It's an excellent opportunity. This is state-of-the-art studio. This is big-time media that's available to you to take your memories and put them into a permanent format so they won't degrade any further. However, if you do need something produced, maybe you own a company like Blue Water Broadcasting and you've got somebody in mind as your employee of the year and you'd like to produce a video honoring that employee. Somebody really...
Adorable.
They can do things like that. They do big-time production. For just about, you go to danblackstudios.net, take a look at the people they've worked with. Everybody, every network, cable, the big ones. So that same level of quality is available to you if you want to pay tribute to somebody on a special birthday or a couple celebrating an anniversary or even in tribute. They do that as well. danblackstudios.net or call 279-6036, 279-6036. Cheap and Trashy coming up right now, your Fox News replay at
48.
Only missed by two.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he's ready to send federal officers into cities around the country to help fight crime, telling Fox's Sean Hannity.
We could solve it. If they invited us in, we'd go in with 50,000, 75,000 people. We would be able to solve it like you wouldn't believe in quick. But they just don't want to ask, maybe for political reasons. But they don't want to ask. It's a disgrace.
13 big city mayors have signed a letter to Congress condemning the deployment of federal officers in American cities. The American consulate in Chengdu, China, is ordered closed in response to the Trump administration closing the Chinese consulate in Houston. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox,
I'm very confident that we'll proceed in a way that makes clear that it's not okay to use your diplomats to engage in industrial espionage. It's not okay to steal intellectual property.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Worthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make them sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... I don't know. People come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. You know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. So, Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashing. Alex Trebek may have started a trend in bringing back old game shows. They're running ancient episodes of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
While he is in his latest phase of treatment for pancreatic cancer. What are some of the other shows that may make a comeback?
Monday's rerun of Alex Trebek's very first episode of Jeopardy was a rating smash. Now, we're bringing back the premiere episodes of all your favorite game shows, like this.
I'm Regis Philbin, and this is Who Wants to Be a Hundredaire?
Times have changed, and this first episode of The Price is Right proves it. The next item up for bid, a new horse and buggy.
I'd take that.
Take a trip back in time for the first episode of Pyramid, featuring actual Egyptians, the Wheel of Fortune before the invention of the wheel, Survivor, Black Plague, and the very first Family Feud.
On this side, we have the Hatfields, and on that side, the McCoys.
Hold your fire.
It's the first episodes of the greatest game shows of all time. Tonight's episode, The Dating Game Before Tinder.
We interrupt the cheap and trashy.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
honey mustard.
Honey.
Honey mustard. One of the greatest dips, homemade. I don't know how they do it. I don't know what the formula is. But it is the best honey mustard on the planet. And dipping a wing finger into that, or even drizzling it on a wing finger sandwich or over a wing finger salad. It works so many ways. Versatile is what it is. Honey mustard. Jot it down sometime between 3 and 6. We will ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228 with honey mustard. And if you are, in fact, that caller, you are going to enjoy lunch for two at Wing Fingers. That includes beverage and free parking underground in nice air-conditioned comfort. Or you can pick up and take home, however you want to do it. They're very flexible at bomb hours. Hey, Demi Lovato is engaged.
What? Who's she engaged to?
Her boyfriend, Max Eric. Spelled E-H-R-I-C-H.
I feel like that name's missing a Vaughn somewhere.
That's a German name.
Max von Eric.
Isn't it?
I know nothing.
My very thought is that's two Prince names in one.
How did J-Lo get her nickname? Everybody's wondering about that, right?
I don't care.
How did she become J-Lo? It was revealed on this week's episode of World of Dance, which I didn't even know was a show. J-Lo came from Heavy D. He would come into the studio when I was making my album, and he would always call me Jenny Lowe. She was also dating Diddy, so their names are showing up in other people's music, so she'd often be referred to as Jenny Lowe or Jennifer Lowe, and then it just got contracted down to J-Lo. This is how desperate we are for stories in this space. Bill and Ted Face the Music will hit video on demand and theaters at the same time as people race to see what Bill and Ted are up to these days.
Assuming theaters will be open.
Excellent.
Yeah. That doesn't look imminent.
AMC pushed back their opening to mid to late August.
Wow.
Yeah, sometime in August, but mid to late is expected.
You know Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, yeah.
He's never watched an episode of the show. He's just been in it.
Probably for the best.
He's going to do that for the first time this weekend as part of some fundraiser. TV over the weekend. Jim Gaffigan, The Pale Tourist on Amazon. That could be funny. He's pretty good. The rest of this looks like the same old stuff. Did you know that Taylor Swift released a surprise album yesterday?
Oh, what a surprise!
Everybody said... it's called Folklore. I can hear the crickets chirping.
Yes.
24 best movies for country music fans. We'll get into that a little bit later.
Yay.
Because we want to get some Jesse Lynn on that.
But how was that list compiled? We know how these lists go.
Yeah. Coal Miner's Daughter, probably.
Like, according to Esquire.
They based it on
Rolling Stone.
They based it on critic and user ratings from Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
And the Internet Movie Database.
All right.
What do you think was number one?
Then this is for
country music movies?
Country music fans.
Fans.
Coal Miner's Daughter should be somewhere on that list.
That or the Ken Burns documentary.
Well, no. That wouldn't be a...
It needs to be a movie.
A movie?
Theatrical production.
Yeah. Patsy and Loretta would be probably my thing.
Well, actually, Coal Miner's Daughter was number one.
Is that right?
But there's a bunch on the list, and we'll go over that a little bit later.
Walk the Line. Is that what it is? Walk. Yeah. Whatever. The Johnny Cash movie.
Purple Rain.
Close, Rich. You were just outside of it.
You're incorrigible.
He is. 6:58, look at the roads, Fox News. Then we're back with a 7 to 8 hour, which includes random facts and a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, light to moderate traffic on the boulevard. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We're seeing more and more cars inbound this morning on the 31s. But overall, we don't really have a lot going on. Everybody seems to be behaving themselves on the roads and getting where they're going. Buckle up, drive carefully. Any accidents happen, we will surely let you know about them right here. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center has an incredible selection of SUVs, small, medium, large. Choose your perfect SUV at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have